everybody. Here we are again, another Friday night, and we're going to be bringing in some wonderful peace energy. So all of you out there, just bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go, bringing in peace energy for everybody. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Hopefully you're feeling very peaceful. And what we're going to do here is see what the people are dealing with here. Since it's Friday, they have situations. And the situations may be just things during the week that's happened to you. Let's do a clearing for emotions. So think if you had an emotional event, or even one maybe last week or something. And here we go. We're going to try to clear that from you. I won't say try. We will clear that event. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's do one for situations here that may not have turned out right for you. Maybe you're dealing with something and it just may not feel quite right for you. Not knowing what's going on, maybe your head's kind of like maybe just not knowing what's going on in your life. So work week will clear here also. So let's just see something that maybe something isn't meshing for you. Timelines are kind of goofy and you just feel a little uncertain. Here we go. We're going to clear that away. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Next, what we're going to do is just the week clearing here. You may have a situation during the week that you've experienced that you don't like and that was brought to you by somebody that you don't maybe care for, or just, you know, the stuff happens here. And here we go, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, okay? Oh, had an interesting experience with a person. May have been, could have been cloned out a little bit, I think, possibly. But this is probably more both a clone and also timelines. So yesterday, actually last night, somehow wanted to get some an ice cream. It's probably a really good ice cream, but it probably wasn't, but I'll just say it was. So we go to Burger King. And if any of you are going, oh, no, Ron's going to Burger King, well, that's the way it is, you know. Living a place is not much here. So anyway, going there to get an ice cream cone in the drive-up window. And I previously went to the ATM. I got a couple of 20s.
Your co-host is with us.
And we reached into my pocket and pulled out a bill and looked at it. It was a $10 bill. So I looked at it about three times because I didn't want to. I thought, well, that's good. It's not a 20, you know, it's a 10. So I always make sure and note what I hand somebody, which you probably all do anyway, you know. I hand her the $10 bill, and she gives us the two ice cream cones. And from there, she gives me change for a 20. I go, Oh, I look at it, and I see a 10. I go, wait a minute, you know, this isn't right. So I tell her, I say, I got the wrong change because, you know, I didn't say that she overpaid me. It's like I got the wrong change, and I gave you a 10. Well, she goes, oh, okay. So she reaches in her drawer and hands me a 20. I mean, a 10. I go, no. You know, I says, I gave you a 10, and he gave me change for a 20. I says, I think that very possibly you're going to be short tonight, and I don't want to cause you a problem. So, she said, well, what I'll do is count the draw. I said, yeah, that's good. That way, you know, if you know, either way, you know, I don't want to lose $10 if I made a mistake. And I knew that I gave her a 10, but we'll count the draw. So just pull around, you know, drive up. So 5 minutes later, she comes walking out. She goes, nope, you gave me a 10, I guess, because the drawer's even. I figured that's interesting. So here I'm in a 20. So here it is. So now I got an extra $10. I got two free ice cream cones. And wow, that's a great timeline. So that's probably what happened. And I know it was a 10. You know, it's just that's what I had. I looked at it like three times. So I didn't want to, you know, I knew that I had some 20s, but that was a 10. You know, anyway, so that's what happened. So for me, I've got two ice cream cones free, and it paid me $10 to eat them, eat one of them. So that's kind of one of those strange things that can happen. The timeline probably got goofed up, and that's what I would assume happened somehow. And she was going to give me an extra 10, but she didn't understand what I was talking about so that's when I was there. So it's quite interesting to watch all this here take place. So see if our co-host is on here. So are you out there, Ann?
I am, Ron. Hello. Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. And sorry I got started a little late anyway. But thank you so much for charging up that light being and clearing all of our weeks, Ron, to get us kind of back. We have a lot of emails and a lot of requests for tonight. It is, of course, Paranormal Friday, so if anyone has anything, any stories to tell, of course, we're always, of course, happy to get any testimonials, especially anyone who wants to talk about their feelings or any results with the robotic clearing that Ron gave away on the 8-hour calls. Did you talk about the 8-hour calls yet, Ron?
No, I haven't, no. We
okay,
have one
there's one left
up, Sunday.
Right, this Sunday. So in 2 days, if you're unaware, you can find out more information on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And this Sunday, there is an 8-hour healing call, body rejuvenation, where you actually get to visit Creation Lightship and have things worked on by the light beings. And then those happen every month. It's three 8-hour calls and a 4-hour call on a Saturday. And I don't know if those are on the website yet, but they are every month. And next weekend, Ron will be in New York City at the, is it the Whole Life Expo, Ron? Is that what it's called?
It'll be the New Life Expo.
New Life, I'm sorry.
And yeah, New Life, and it's at a block away from Penn Station in Manhattan. So have a workshop, a special workshop on Sunday. And that's normally about an hour and 45 minutes, I think. And then I have also two lectures. So it'll be great. We'll be doing a workshop on being a money magnet. Well, that'll rest in here. Finding out energetic codes in people, timelines, why they're not having success, having money, et cetera. So we'll see how this goes. This is my first workshop that I've had in a long, long time there. So be quite interesting and a lot of fun. So back to you, Ann.
Yes. Okay, yes, if you're anywhere in New York, it's really worth it to get to meet Ron in person and also to experience the healing chamber that brings the energy of Creation Lightship right there. So, and you can still send your picture in to Ron and he can post it or put it up in the healing chamber for you. And, again, all of his contact information is on his website. Oh, I have clsquestions@yahoo.com open now if anyone wants to send in any more questions, and of course there's the fast chat you can put things on. So let me start.
I have a clearing for people. If you would like to have one, and you can't go to the expo, I think we're on the inside of the back cover page. So if you go to Life Expo, you get into the PDF version of the expo guide. Go to the very back page and go up one. Have a full page ad there. I believe on the very top of that full page ad is a link. I have to probably write it down on a piece of paper. Well, at the expo. Also do it too if you wish the people on program here if you wanna.
Oh yes, that would be wonderful, Ron.
Oh, what's new, Anne? Anything new and exciting that we can talk about?
Well, you know, there are so many things, but maybe we'll start with a wonderful, wonderful links kind of. Someone sent us, and I thought I'll offer. We'll talk about it a little, and if people want to,
like 5 minutes.
Me to send them this link, I can send it to them. All the evidence that time travel is happening all around us. And did you want to talk about some of these clips, Ron? I've seen some of them before, but someone put together a collection of all different things in movies mostly, and in other, you know, news situations too, where it's kind of proving that there's time travel.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Without, I'm kind of see, it's like it's I-09 or I-09 or something. I just don't know how to have people Google this here. Maybe it's a zero, I-09.
Well, I was thinking, Ron, if anyone wants it, if they just send an email to clfquestions@yahoo.com, I'll forward them the link. Just put in the subject line, you know, please forward link, and I'll send it out. Because it'll be less complicated that way, because it's a big, long address.
So it's quite interesting. So it's, I guess, io9.com, and then it's some spaces, but all the evidence that time travel is happening all around us, I'm guessing.
And they've caught people that are in movie scenes with cell phones and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, you know, to see that. You'd have to see it. One of them is quite interesting, that a lady walking since 1938 and made this picture. And she's walking, talking with her hand up next to her face with the cell phone. Oh, so I'm looking at that, and right away you go, wow, that's quite something. And then also there's one with a gentleman that's with some probably, let's see, I'd say probably, it says 1941, I think. So, but there's a guy in there wearing some weird-looking sunglasses. Doesn't even look like he fits into the movie. Because his complete energy, just on the picture itself, is completely different. All the men are wearing hats. Doesn't have a hat on. Hair is a little bit darker. He stands out like a sore thumb. Has a T-shirt on from some hockey team. So, that's what they claim anyway. So
it's true, Ron. I've seen pictures of my grandfather back in the 20s and 30s, and they wore hats and ties and suits to baseball games in those days.
He has a T-shirt
on. So there's no way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really, but he sticks out because his energy looks like it's different.
Right.
All the people around, it's like almost like a copy and paste, you know. Way it looks there, because he has completely, let's say, the long neck. That means anything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but the most interesting thing is that one, that goes into Henry Fonda. What's the name of the movie? Henry Fonda and Shirley Temple, 1948. Yeah, Fort Apache. So you watch the clip, and he's looking at a cell phone in his hand as he's talking, like he's telling them what the scripts are. Like a regular, like, droid, or, you know, they call
right.
it, a, you know, an iPhone, but they all look pretty simple, or similar, I mean. Oh, very interesting.
It is.
Talk about the time traveler, which you probably all heard about, I don't know, I heard about maybe a year ago or something, and he got arrested, and he made some stock investments for $800. And it says in 2 weeks, made $150 million. And he was in jail, and he said that he's from the future for 2256. Oh, quite interesting.
Well, maybe you can, send a few of us back to buy some Apple stock or something, Ron.
Right, yeah. Then we got
before
the guy.
Anyone had...
Yeah, and then there's a guy down who... Actually, as I watched it, he went through, maybe he's trying to repair a sink or something, and he went through a portal, and he saw his future self there. And he doesn't have any hair, and his future self looked the same. And then they stand next to each other, and they both have the same tattoo on their right arm, and they're showing it. And look at him as they're looking at each other. He had his camera. You know, he took a video, and they both have the same nose, and they look, you know, very similar. So it's quite interesting how to see this here. Now, after you see all this here, you go, wow, that's something. And then you see Mr. Cage. Oh, that's quite interesting, too. Messed up with the tie-on and everything else and movies. But the main thing is that nobody probably understands. Maybe they just overlook it. But what they're overlooking is, well, if they're in a different time zone, okay, time frame, timeline, and they're using a cell phone. Well, you could probably say, yeah, that's great. They're using a cell phone. Where is their satellites, okay, in that particular area for the cell phones to work? Oh, there's more going on behind the scenes. If they are using the cell phone, they didn't have satellites back then. That means that it has to be connected somehow electronically, right, the way cell phones work, to something else. Oh, what did they do? What did the theys do to make that cell phone work? 1930s. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think we have Larry online, so we'll just see if Larry has any special insight here or anything on time travel. Larry, are you
on? Hi, Larry.
Time travel, yeah, that's interesting. I heard your viewpoint about that. Yeah, I've seen, and I think it was St. Augustine, Florida, North Florida, where I drove by there one time. Years ago, and there were people with these old hats and old clothes. They all met at the square. They did that every Sunday, met at the square on Saturday. They were very old-fashioned clothes, looked like the Amish people, but they were old-fashioned. And it was just like in another time zone in regard to going into this time travel. I thought I was in another time zone altogether. And that I know I can relate exactly to that. I did want to share a story with you because I think Ann invited me to share a story with you tonight. So the story I have to share is sometimes people are wondering, well, why is the planet Earth, is it male or female gender, and why are they confused about it? The reason why they may be confused is because the Blessed Mother stands in the statue and pictures with the Earth under her feet and the moon, and the astrology factors into that, but she's got power over the earth, which makes them feel maybe it's a female gender, but it's a misunderstanding because it's really a male gender earth, and that's where the misunderstanding comes from thousands of years of that concept filtering through the religious systems. So that's all
yeah,
I have
good.
To say.
Very good.
Very interesting, Larry. And if I could just add something, Ron, before you comment, I knew an astrologer a long time ago who had this whole, I don't know what you'd call it, philosophy theory that, you know, each of the 12 apostles was 1 month and that each of them were a different astrology sign. And her thing was, well, see, if you're religious, you know, like if you're Catholic or something, you don't worry, you can still be into astrology because it hooks right back into your religion.
Mm-hmm.
So is that just another, these things, just more examples of the religious theories and philosophies brainwashing us, Ron, and trying to control us?
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah.
It's kind of like a double whammy, right? Astrology and religion in one.
I don't know, but do they time travel this religious concept all the way from Horus? And also, they say that Moses and I think his brother Jacob, or Moses and his brother Aaron, that he was Jesus, and then they say that Horus was Jesus in the Egyptian philosophy. Are they time traveling all this religion through all these different civilizations up until today? Are they copying?
Right,
we always have
the same stories, right, Larry? We always have the same stories that just repeat and repeat, right?
Yes, that's true, right?
Right. Ugh.
So it's making some impression on their consciousness. Mass consciousness. So.
Right.
Okay, then. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Larry, for calling. Have a great weekend.
And Nathan, what Larry's probably saying is, and this happens to everybody anyway, is there's parallel lives, and they can copy and paste something. So it's very possible, instead of taking, you know, maybe 2 days in your life or whatever, when things seem to be like a repeat of a day or something, you know, they could just go and repeat, you know, a century or something like that from the past, just change the players, you know. That's a possibility, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is possible with timelines, so.
So people always stay the same. They never change. They never develop themselves because they're always promoting the same story over and over again throughout the centuries. And if they would change, they could improve, but because the stories are the same, they can't improve. They can't change the story.
Yeah, and
so development is possible when they keep on copying and pasting.
Yep. Yeah, well, thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
I think Ann will send out, if anybody wants to go to the CLS questions and ask for this particular page, we'll send it to you.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And, of course, probably everyone has seen or heard of Blast in the Past, Back to the Future, in those movies where they really illustrate time travel. And then there's another one that is a good movie, Kate and Leopold, about time travel. And there's one scene where, you know, the guy has gone back and he's from today and he's seeing the opening of the Brooklyn Bridge. And what happens in the movie is someone notices him when he's time traveled back. So it's really good. And it's, but they're actually intending to show, and what this clip has are accidents. Yeah, that's fascinating. And thanks so much for calling, Larry. Okay, so it is paranormal night, and we've certainly been discussing paranormal. Halloween is coming up, Ron, and someone sent an email that in my community, it seems to me that Halloween is especially present and prevalent this year. Is something different going on with that energy now?
Well, I don't know, but everything is goofy. So that's all I can say. The stability, your psyche, your stability factor of even walking and trying to get your thoughts organized, it's not probably made for humans. Remember, you're in a different system here. You're in the clone reality, and maybe the downloads that come in from mass consciousness are mainly geared to be transmitted to the clones around. And then from there, you're trying to interpret what's happening and it doesn't relate to you. So that's why you always want to be in the now on the correct timeline. But remember, when you're in around all the other timelines of the clones on it, you have to interface. They just don't disappear. You know, just think if you could just be in the now timeline, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in a big city, and you go, oh, I want to push my button here to be on the now timeline, and all the people leave, but the buildings stay. You know, or maybe you look down the street, you know, of my own, you see somebody walking, you know. Yeah, a real human's here, you know. So, where'd they go? That's what's probably happening, is that we're trying desperately to fit in now, humans are, to a clone reality. And the timelines for the alien races are controlling their different clone models. So how many alien races do you think are out there controlling these particular creations of theirs? Let's just say, to keep it simple, there's 500 of them. Well, that's 500 timelines. You'd probably see 500 people. And you're trying to walk in between them. So it's, you know, to stay on those timelines and to intersect so you can communicate with these people. You're probably jumping all over the place. The clone is just on its own timeline, probably very, very secure. And all they know is what's on that timeline. So, very interesting. Back to you, Ann.
Yes, Ron, thank you so much. It is interesting is, I guess, the best way, you know, we should put it. Okay, we have more and more paranormal, and you're welcome to call in as well. But first I thought maybe we could take a moment and do a sample of a healing, Ron, if that's okay. We had a request for a pain sample. So could you explain how this works a little bit and then perhaps do a quick sample and everyone could think of either a present or past pain they may have had or have now?
Sure, yeah. So the pain is a pain body. So you have a pain body. Body holds your pain. So, and it can still be with you even though you're not experiencing pain, because it could have past pain in it. If you have a pain, then you're probably bringing forth timelines of pain, entities of pain that are, say, ghosts, emotional bodies, could be bringing forth replicas of you that have pain, and it could be other things too. So here we go. Let's just see if we can get rid of some of the pain that you may have. So I want everybody to think about a pain, and here we go. So one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I was just kind of curious here. Some people say, you know, oh, geez, this person's a, you know, is a pain in the butt, you know. But you may have somebody that is, you're using that phrase of, this guy's a pain, okay? So let's just take that, if you know of anybody like that, if you use that terminology there, and we'll take away that energy, because maybe the person is psychically giving you a pain, you don't know anything about it, but you recognize that the person is that way, or is, you know, connected to that energy some way. Because it is, you know, a little slogan that people use, or used to use. Here we go. Releasing that energy. So think of that person if you ever said that. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's bring in a timeline, since we're probably experiencing them anyway. We should be in the now. But if you are experiencing a timeline that you don't like, maybe you had a timeline that was kind of awful today, and things never went right for you on it. Let's bring in a timeline that we'll just say is a very nice, very easy, a very calm timeline. So here we go. Maybe this is where most of the clones get reset and they're turned off and not a lot of electricity in the air. In fact, if you notice, airways are probably feeling pretty good to everybody, I would think. And if you're feeling that buzziness that you used to have last year, whole different operating system now. I think what happened was they ran out of stuff in 2012, and their computers kind of got jammed up with so many programs. And now they have a new operating system, and it's not as much mind chatter, and the buzzing is kind of less than what it used to be. Let's see what you people think of that. Well, here we go. Let's get into a timeline that maybe the clones are being reset on, and there's a lot of peace out there as they're not active. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, yeah, we'll see how the people like that one there.
Okay. Well, that felt very good. Thank you so much, Ron. We got a lot of requests for the timeline link, and I, in an amazing feat of doing two things at once, I forwarded the ones that came in so far. So hopefully the people are getting those. But well, I guess look at them later so we can pay attention and listen to Ron. Okay, Ron, and thank you so much. Shall we go back to emails, or did you want to talk about that healing a little more?
I want to see what people comment on the fast chat.
Yes, that would be great. Of course, we always want to hear your testimonials on anything and how you feel during the show. That is terrific. And let me just click back into the fast chat. Okay. Somehow I lost my fast chat. I apologize, everyone. Go. Here we go. Okay, people are saying thank you for the pain. thank you for the pain clearing and yawning. And okay, then someone's asking about slavery. There's a lot of slavery in the news lately, and I know that's true. They've republished a book that was printed during the slave days, and they've turned it into a movie. And so someone's requesting clearing slavery.
Oh, so boy. Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3. Four. What do you mean? Maybe got hung or something. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We had a show where we took off shackles off of people. Maybe we could try that here. So if you have any shackles on you, because everybody has probably been slaves out there, and here we go. So One, get them off your hands here, off your wrist. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Getting kind of rough here. One, two, three, four, five, six, that's better, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, just see how you're doing there. And back to you, Ann.
Hi, Ron. It occurred to me when we were doing that clearing, could you also clear kidnapping for us? Because when someone said, gee, slavery's back in the news, I thought, well, so are pirates back in the news. And what they did is they were involved in the slavery trade, and mostly anyone who was a slave was kidnapped. So could you clear kidnapping
for
us as well?
Okay, so here we go. So clearing for that. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we could do one for the crimes against humanity here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, boy. Pretty rough. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you. Yeah, that popped into my head there. Okay, it's interesting. We have two different emails about dreams, or I'm sorry, an email about dreams and a comment on the fast chat. On the fast chat, someone said, my sister dreamt that I died. And so maybe could you talk about dreams and what's going on there and how would you clear something like that?
Well, if the person dreamed that you died, you actually did die on the timeline, so... how much are you here?
No.
So remember, that's all real stuff. Remember the little joke, you know, geez, I got scared half to death, you know. What if you get scared half to death twice? Then what happens? But anyway.
So timeline crashes.
Let's clear that for that person here.
Okay.
We'll release the timeline. We'll just do one timeline. We'll just see how it affects everybody. Well, they have had deaths on timelines before. Here we go. So one, two, whoa, that's heavy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. That was kind of rough. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you so much. We really appreciate so much, Ron, when you do these sample healings on the radio shows. And there's so much more if you're new to Ron's healing work. His website is creationlightshift.com. There are many free healings there you could do for yourself to start. And then, of course, Ron recommends you start with the emotional body clearing to really get your yourself cleared out. Okay. Well, we have so many things here. We got an email. This is kind of about dreams as well. We have been traveling and sleeping in different beds. Dreamt one night that there were other people in the bed with us.
Ah.
How can I clear that, and what was going on there?
I guess the question would be that if you felt people were with you a while back in a bedroom, sleeping with you, are they with you now? Oh, were they emotional bodies that want to sleep with you at night? Are they with you in the daytime? Well, that could go quite a ways here. Maybe those two people or whatever, I'm assuming that we'll say it's a male and a female, may not be, but we'll just assume that here. Maybe those two people or two people in general, they died. So, you're bringing forth entities from those people. Or maybe the entities somehow liked that particular bed, and now they're in there all the time, and whoever goes into that bed is there too. So, man, it's quite interesting what's there. I would say get on and do the emotional clearing or something for yourself if that's bothering you. Also do maybe get on one of the entity calls or something. Because the emotions that you're probably feeling may be bringing those things to you. And it could even be like the sensory body or something. Do you have anything to add on that, Ann? Those kind of lines?
Well,
because just going slightly sideways here, because it may be doing something else, connecting to something else that is one of your energetic bodies that they're hopping into.
One thing I would say, because interestingly, I have been traveling a bit lately, and I always do an object clearing on every bed before I sleep in it, if I sleep in a new bed. Same way, if I have company, I've occasionally moved out of my room and given my bed to a company, and as soon as they leave, or before they get in, I clear it, and then after they leave, I clear it again for $1. So that's what, if this person's listening, that's what I would suggest before you go to bed, get away from whatever's there. Now, of course, you're going to the next step, which maybe they've gotten into you or come with you, traveled with you, and that's, I don't know if it's worse or what, but I can't think of anything else other than what you've suggested. The entity clearing is my friend. I have it on all the time. And I keep, I keep that picture of the light being up.
Yep.
So, and now, someone sent in an email, and I don't want to get too into, physical issues that people write about, but basically this person's friend or relative had surgeries, and now, it's failing them, and one of them, I guess she's losing her sight. And this person I know is a constant listener of our shows and has done many healings. So I feel like we just need to review. There's no guarantee that Creation Lightship can physically heal a serious ailment, but the person has to or needs to start with the emotional body clearing, correct, Ron? Do you want to add to that a little?
Yeah, the emotional one is the first one that you want to start off with. And from there, just see how the person's feeling. There's all different things for sight. You could probably even get on that body rejuvenation clearing. That could help you. I would even suggest also, everybody else will probably say it, do some timeline crashes. Do a lot of them on it. Maybe there's something going on a parallel life where maybe something has harmed the person's eyes. There's a bleed-through coming into this one here. If you don't get rid of the problem, then harder to deal with because I have a bleed through coming through all the time, and that is connecting to the person. I'll always do a timeline crash and do lots of them. You know, if it's something like that, eyes are very special. I'd probably do a couple thousand or more timeline crashes on it.
Right.
Not being able to see well, you know, to just
right.
You want to be just very, very basic with it. But you're dealing with sight, able to see. I would probably get into that aspect and see what's going on. If you look at some other situations, like it has some kind of nerve problem or this problem, you know, you just want to put down that you just can't see well, you know, basically. Otherwise, you're going to be getting some really complicated words from the doctors, you know,
mm-hmm.
and are they going to know about those words on those timelines, okay? Well, all you're dealing with is an eyesight problem. So that's how I would look at it. Remember, you may be in some alien timeline, they're not even speaking English, so you're putting down some kind of, 25-lettered diagnostic, situation that diagnosed with or somebody was Athens and may not even be experienced on that timeline. Main thing is you just can't see, you know. Keep it very, very simple. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, and we're getting kind of near the end of the show. This feels like the show has gone so quickly. And I did want to bring up something that someone put on the fast chat early in the show, and I haven't gotten to yet, and that is that Mercury retrograde is coming up again. And the reason I wanted to talk about that is I don't know when it was, maybe 2 months or 3 months ago, you got a lot of emails about a certain Mercury retrograde, and we all went through clearing all of those days. Do you remember that, Ron? You had us clear on, I think, our natal barcode and timeline crash, that situation. And I was wondering, ideally, we're all disconnected from planets. And if you haven't been disconnected from all the planets that control us through Ron, you can do that and check, you know, on Ron's website for all of those healings. But I just wanted to know, Ron, do you feel like if we did that the last time there was Mercury retrograde that we need to do it again, or can we just ignore this?
Well, everything is in the moment, so you're dealing with a new life. So I would say just because you did it one time, you know, it can affect you again because the planets are now being energized to connect to you. You want to do that planet-star, you know, clearing. And a star vortex clearing, that's on the website, may help you. You asked if I remember doing that vaguely, maybe 1% I can remember. You know, that's so. I remember doing something within 6 months ago, but do I remember that vividly? No. Remember doing it? Yeah, vaguely, very, very vaguely, because I don't live in time, so. And that information, or doing that clearing, it doesn't really accord to it or connected to it. So, yeah, I don't really remember much about it. Let's put it that way. So, you know, just go in and listen to that program if you know what it was, and just go in and do some clearings on it. You would be on the timeline of that planet being in retrograde. And, you know, you want to be in that timeline, or you're being forced into that timeline. You may be out of that timeline if you don't want to be in it by doing timeline crashes, but everybody else could be. So it could still affect you. Maybe not as bad as what it would be normally. You just know that other people could and would be affected. They don't know anything about doing clearings. But if you do have to do something and it's something that maybe deals with either life or death, possibly, or maybe finances or something, you may be losing money or you could be getting money or something like that, and you're afraid you're not going to get it because that planet is going to mess with you, then you would want to go in and do timeline crashes, maybe lots of them, for all the people involved, including yourself. So, for instance, let's just say that you heard that Uncle Ernie died, right? And Uncle Ernie was a multimillionaire, which nobody knew about it, and now you just found out about it, and you have an inheritance coming from Uncle Ernie. And all of a sudden you go, man, I'm going to get that next week, but, man, that planet's in retrograde, and the people in charge of that money are having now a difficult time as they kind of are losing their paperwork and this and that and the other. Well, you want to definitely do that clearing for them. And how many should you do? Well, how important is it to you and for you to get off of those timelines? If it was something very, very important, you know, I would do a couple thousand of them. Get off of those timelines so that you can be in peace with that issue so it'll come to you. Otherwise, you may be bouncing around on those clone timelines and you may not ever get, you know, what you're expecting out there. Once you start realizing about timelines and how important it is to be off of them so that you can live your life in peace, and not getting pulled from one to the other, not creating one. See, now, just the fact that you heard about Mercury in retrograde, well, what's that going to mean to you? You're probably going to go back into time and think, oh, man, this is when this happened and that happened, and nothing happened good for me. Well, now what are you doing? You're creating those timelines for yourself, and Force is probably going to, you know, do something because the aliens go, wow, this person wants to experience that. All of a sudden, you're going to be creating and be co-creating these timelines with the aliens because now they know that you want to be on them because you, Dow, are dealing with it because you are talking about it along with having fear. So what do you have? You have fear, anxiety. Well, they're going to put you on those timelines about it, and naturally things may not work out for you. Like I said, if something is very important for you, that you want to get into your life, or like you're going in for an operation or something and you're worried about it, well, then do timeline crashes. Rid of all the bad results, you know. So there you go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much. I feel like this show was 5 minutes long, but unfortunately it is time to end our call. We will have another show tomorrow evening at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time, and it is Saturday Night on the Lightship. If you have not experienced that or you want a sample of what happens on the 8-hour calls on Sundays, it's a great show. And we did not get, once again, to everybody's emails, but we have them, and hopefully we'll eventually get to all of it. So thank you all for listening, and thank you, Ron, for all the wonderful information and the sample healings tonight.
Hey, blessings, everybody, and tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship.
Yes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.